This is Lacey from Healing Hearts Home Health News Center. Here's the latest news from Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. Campbell County commissioners last week voted to increase the pay of public health nurses in order to help the county keep current nurses and recruit new ones. Due to years of compression, rising competitors' wages, and the growing cost of health care, public health is no longer competitive in the market. County HR Manager Brandy Elder recommended adjusting the salary range placement for the public health nurses and senior public health nurses to get back to being competitive. The vote for the new pay structure passed unanimously. That will take effect November 29th. A heat lamp was the cause of a barn fire that caused the loss of a 24 by 24 barn northeast of the city this past Thursday night. The barn at Madison Road was fully engulfed when firefighters arrived. They were able to extinguish the fire quickly. Several chickens and ducks were lost. No other information on the fire was available over the weekend. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. Although fireworks celebrations won't be allowed in the city limits, the Campbell County Board of Commissioners have voted they will be allowed in the county from December 26th through January 2nd. Fire Chief Jeff Bender supports the plan and commended fireworks dealers for being so cooperative with not being able to sell fireworks for the 4th of July holiday this past year. A random traffic stop south of town turned into a drug bust, netting a seizure of more than 200 pounds of marijuana and THC wax by sheriff's deputies. Brett Van Niderstein was acting nervously during a traffic stop, which led deputies to investigate further. He was arrested on two felony possession charges and booked into the Campbell County Jail. Van Niderstein was traveling with his 11-year-old son, who was placed with family services. Estimated value of the drugs seized has been placed at somewhere near $2 million. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.